if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. That was a little sing-songy, but I'm happy because it is Friday. Yes. Woo! We'll get to weekend plans in a little bit, and it just feels good to have survived the week, huh? We're here. All right, so here's a little bit of COVID news. And you know, we talk about COVID a lot because obviously it's still a thing. I am just dumbfounded by the amount of time that this has gone on. And I keep forgetting that we did all of 2020and now almost all of 2021 with this nonsense.
And we'll be dealing with this next year.
Like, oh, absolutely.
It's no guarantee that next year will be our last. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm traveling this next week for a thing. I'm going to the Chosen's set where they're taping. And that TV show, or the app and the video series. So I'm going to go to that. But I'm vaccinated, and I have to have a particular type of COVID test 48 hours before I arrive on set. So I had to find a place. Then I've got to do the math on when I can get it. Then I got to run the risk of not getting the results back, you know, and just jumping through all these hoops is just crazy town. I get it for them because they don't want to have to shut down production. So I'm not saying anything bad about them, but it's just more of the same. I realized this the other day. We had Francesca Battistelli in, and we'll have her interview next week for you. But I was making a joke about my microphone. It's all bedazzled, and I put jewels on it. Because I remember as a joke, I remember doing this in my wife's craft room totally as a joke because I thought COVID was going to last about a month maybe and that people were being super oversensitive. And like, okay, this isn't going to last long. I don't know why people are starting their little home businesses making masks. It's going to be done in a minute. And I still have my bedazzled microphone, and it looks really pretentious in videos for no reason, you know?
Right. Right, and we get used to it,
yeah.
But and with no explanation, and so I'm sure a lot of people are like, "Why does he have that?"
Yeah, with a big jeweled W on his microphone. Yeah. Like, yeah, I get it, but I might have to go back to a regular one.
No.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, speaking of COVID, I think with all the coverage of COVID in our country, we forget that other places are dealing with this, and that's because we're not showing other stories very much anymore. Mm-hmm. But other countries like Cuba, get this, Cuba has begun a massive vaccination campaign for children between the ages, because this has been a debate for us. Kids under 12 do not have it, are not eligible, but 12 mm-hmm. to 18 are. Kids ages 2 to 10 becoming one of the first nations to do so, and their health officials say that Cuba's homegrown vaccines, they're making their own vaccines, say they have been found safe for young children. And you're like, wow, all right, Cuba.
Homegrown.
Yeah, you're pretty isolated and kind of doing your own thing, and you have for a lot of years. How'd you figure all this out? Because then it said Cuba faces a COVID-19 outbreak that almost collapsed their healthcare system. According to their health ministry, they had 776,000 positive cases for COVID. I'm not sure what their population is, but they had 6,600 deaths. That's it. We have attributed COVID deaths to 660 some odd thousand out of our 327 million. But wow. 6,000 deaths, it's basically 1.1% of the people that had it passed away, which is not a big number, actually.
No.
Comparatively, that's relatively small.
How many cases did you say they had?
They had 776,000.
Okay, their population is 11.3 million.
Okay.
So you're looking at around, what was that, around 6-7% of the population?
I'm not sure. I can't do math.
I can't either. what are we talking about?
Well, like ours at one time, we were running about 11% or something like that. I saw a thing that said the other day, and I need to look into it more, so I'll just tell you what I saw just because I'm thinking about it. But it said 1 in 500 Americans have had COVID.
I saw that. I thought I saw that earlier today, too. That's a lot of people.
I was trying to do the math on it to see if it was accurate based on what I know our population is or if it was spin. This is what frustrates me. There's very few places you can go to actually get the truth, because everybody is putting their spin on everything, even in the news now, so you never know what's the truth, and that frustrates me to no end. Like, there's not a great credible source. I've had a couple of people send me certain things and I'm like, oh, I need to look into that.
And I think too, and I guess this is a different way of putting what you're saying. Whatever you want to believe, you can find news that backs that up.
Absolutely. You
and
can.
That's not right. Then that's not news.
Yeah. If you're a conspiracy theorist, and you'll find that. And if you are, follow the science to the nth degree, you will find that. Facebook is doing their best, though, to squash any sort of thing. They went after people in Germany. So it's not just us that they're changing or deleting posts from people. They did this in Germany with a bunch of groups that were very anti-mask, anti-vax, and anti-government control. And so they're, Facebook Germany is regulating that as well. So, boy, it's still an interesting time, man. Still an interesting time. Here's something I found that I found interesting. Environmentalists in Sri Lanka are challenging a court order that would allow the return of 14 illegally captured wild elephants to the people accused of buying them from traffickers. So a couple things going on here. First of all, they're smuggling elephants. Like,
how?
That was my point.
They're huge.
That was my point. Like, it's hard enough to steal a pack of gum, in your jacket anymore. How are they stealing elephants? Full-grown elephants, baby elephants, things like that. They're smuggling them. These
bigger than this room.
These people are, I want to go on record. I'm not for smuggling. Okay. But I am for, how did this happen?
What are you doing? Well, you know what? There's a movie about this. Isn't there one called Dumbo Drop? Operation Dumbo Drop? Maybe they got something from that.
Maybe so. Apparently in India, owning an elephant is a sign of wealth and power, and they have to crack down on this every once in a while. So the last time they cracked down on it, there was a judge and a Buddhist monk who both had elephants, and so they got in trouble. Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, I think the creativity that people use to do things like smuggle animals, especially like elephants, they could be used to figure out other things in society and in humanity. I think, like, we should take the most creative criminals, okay, and start a think tank. Mm. Like, say, this is part of your rehabilitation, and guess what? We're going to pay you. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay you guys to sit in a room and solve problems, because that's what these criminals do. They work things, and they solve problems.
That is a great idea, because they have nothing but time on their hands. They might could solve it.
Yeah.
That is a really great idea.
It's kind of like they're trained to get around the system. They're trained to figure out solutions, and they're doing it for nefarious reasons. But what if you were doing it for good?
Right. And maybe that would be a way to rehabilitate them and show them they can actually do some good in the world and help people.
And give them a purpose beyond like just money too. I actually think that's a good idea.
Wow.
I mean, as a
a squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
A blind squirrel finds a nut.
Whichever.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, your metaphors I absolutely adore. What was the one earlier? You're walking on glass.
You're walking a thin line of glass.
Good one.
Oh, my favorite. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Oh, that's me.
It is you.
Okie dokie. So my story is about Smash Mouth. And while they were a big band maybe in the 90s, early 2000s.
With like two hits.
Two. Oh,
maybe.
They did have Walking on the Sun. That was a hit. Yeah. But this one, All Star, is mainly what they're known for.
Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Yeah, so they had two songs.
They are livid.
What do they have to be livid about?
Well, because Rolling Stone magazine issued out the top 500 greatest songs of all time. And that song, All Star, did not make the cut.
Oh, no, out of 500 songs, it didn't make it.
It didn't make the cut.
Do you know what their criteria was by any chance?
Like Rolling Stone?
What their criteria was? Because I had heard something about this story where they had a bunch of writers and industry insiders and things like that, and they built their own list kind of thing, and then I guess they picked from that. But I don't know if they were given parameters like, oh, you know, it's got to have been number one, you know, for X amount of weeks or in the top 100 or something. I didn't know what they had. Because the list was kind of weird. Like, honestly, like, the list felt not at all like the greatest five, at least the top 10 greatest songs of all time.
Like, for instance, the ones that made the top five, number five was Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I can see that. That one changed music. That was a band and a song that changed the landscape of music, because right at that time, hair metal was still a big thing, pop punk, Euro music and stuff. And this was jarring.
Yeah, they were going to grunge.
Yeah, grunge came in. It was really raw, depressing, dark, and everything else had been flashy and flamboyant, and it was a paradigm shift in music. So that one checks out.
Number four was Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
He has to make every list,
Bob Dylan?
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but do you like Dylan?
Yeah, I do. I wasn't a big fan at first. My dad is a huge fan, and eventually I came around to his side.
Yeah, Rolling Stone's a good one.
Yeah, I will say he definitely... he put politics into his songs and he made them catchy.
He needs to write COVID songs.
Yeah. Number three, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yeah.
You hear that song all the time when people do auditions for like singing competitions and stuff. I was born by the river.
Oh, that's what that song is?
Okay. In a little tent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those songs I don't recognize until
it's good.
I hear it. Yeah.
It's really good. Number two, Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
How is that possible?
At number two.
How is that possible?
At number
two. This sounds a little sketchy.
Yeah, I have no ill will against Public Enemy. Flava Flav, boy. Like, yeah, great. Like,
that's the guy with the big pocket watch necklace.
Yeah, clock on him. And he's a character. He's funny. Like, And Public Enemy definitely served a purpose in music for sure. NWA, you know, a lot of these rap groups that were coming out at the time, like, they were ushering in social change and like very, very controversial in a lot of ways as well. And so, yes, but is that the number two best? And it's not rock song, like, or just song,
just song in general.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I could think, if you're gonna go with the rap genre, I could think of a million other songs that would be probably better in that spot than that one.
Well, number one was Aretha Franklin's "Respect."
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And you just went and saw that movie.
I did. I like movies that are real movies about people that you know of, but you don't know all of.
Their full story.
I didn't know any of her full story, like, including having a kid at 12 years old. I didn't know the stories about her dad. I didn't know the stories about, like, her abusive marriage. And so going to see that, it's gritty. I'll use that word. Her life was gritty. And you always see her as, like, older Aretha Franklin, like, oh, she's like Grandma Aretha. But you don't see she had a huge battle with alcohol, apparently, and there were moments of just total diva behavior and all of this other stuff. But then there were also moments where she was an activist and fighting for the civil rights and was engaged in that and was awarded many awards for that work, which is great. You know, when she kind of got her stuff together in her life too, she was able to be very proactive for other people in their lives. And so it's a gritty movie. It's got a lot of ugh in it, obviously, but it's somebody's life story, you know, and I don't get wigged out about that in movies when you're telling somebody's life story, because it's not like gratuitous. It's like, oh,
sure,
this is what happened. And so here's where she started, here's what she overcame, and here's where she ended. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. It's a smidge long from a movie standpoint, but still, it was solid. I haven't seen a lot of bad movies lately, honestly.
It's been a good, like, second half of the year, I think.
I think they realized, I think movie industry got, like, where they took it for granted that everyone was going to come out to movies anyway and we could put out garbage and, like, whatever. They'll eat it up. But now with COVID and people not going out to the movie theater, it's like, oh, wow, we have to get them in the theaters. We have to make great movies.
They truly have to compete with, like, streaming services, too, because that's where some actual big movies are choosing to go, but the movies who want to go in the theater route, like, they want to make their big money, because that still is where you make, like, big money.
Yeah, $90 million for, I think, Free Guy.
Shang-Chi on...
Oh, no, Shang-Chi, yeah.
Yeah, on Labor Day weekend, yeah, yeah, $100 million.
Crazy.
So. I'm looking at Rolling Stone magazine. It says that this is the first time in 17 years that they have updated this 500
oh, really?
Song list.
That surprises me.
17 years.
Yeah, so back in 2004 was when they had done this. Wow.
I figured they'd do this every couple years. Okay.
No, this is 2004. So in 2004, they had voted that the number one song was Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, really? So he's still, what, number two or three, something like that? He's still in the top five.
He's still in the top five. And then they had number two, Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which I think in the newest one is down in the 50s.
Wow.
So it went from two to like in the 50s, somewhere in there. Number three was John Lennon, Imagine, which he was still in the top 10.
Okay.
Number four was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, which was still in the top 10. And Aretha's Respect was number five.
Oh, okay.
So they actually moved it up.
I wonder how they do those like rankings, like how you actually, what group of people are the deciding factor in
you
know, best songs of all time?
Well, yeah, because I think it was the people that were associated. It wasn't like a listener poll.
No, sure.
It was industry people and stuff. But that's kind of interesting. I'm surprised. Thank you for looking that up. I'm surprised that they have only done it. Now, I know they've done like the best rock songs and the best pop songs and things like that. But the overall category like that's interesting.
And also what's interesting too is, you know, they did all these newer ones. They were saying there was a lot more in this list. There was a lot more R&B and hip-hop.
Missy Elliott made it in the top 10.
Yes. And what's crazy is the Beatles weren't even in the top 5.
That is crazy.
The Beatles.
Yeah, because I mean,
I don't know.
They were legends and they pioneered so much music. It's crazy.
Once again, I'm not really sure what they judged this on.
Yeah.
And you can't please everybody.
All right. Well, in 17 years, we'll sit around and discuss it again.
And who knows what they'll say by then.
Yeah.
You know, they might do Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back as number one. Who knows?
Oh, Dare to Dream.
Maybe Justin Bieber.
Dare to Dream. Justin Bieber, yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, do you want to move to birthdays?
Let's do it.
All right. We've got three. So, let's see. Today, Emma, her cousin Violet, is celebrating her birthday. She's turning 5 years old.
Nice.
She's very energetic and loves Disney princesses.
Who doesn't? My daughter's 22, and we're going to Disneyland for a vacation. Like,
of
just
course.
Because, and she loves Disney. And
I would love to go back to Disney World.
Yeah.
It sounds so fun.
Yeah, my daughter wants to move down there and work there. So
is that the one in Florida or California?
Florida. Disneyland is California. Disney World is Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And my wife wants her to go down there really badly because I told my wife, I said, because my wife has been telling me, she's like, we should get annual passes. I'm like, we don't go down there enough. They're expensive and we don't go down there enough to warrant it.
But
if Haley lives down there, then I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, get one.
You'll see her all the time.
Yeah, you can fly down there on Southwest, take their $49 fares. You got a place to stay. You could go there for a few days. Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Sarah wants to wish her younger sister, Rebecca Rosie, a happy birthday on Sunday. She'll be turning 18, and she's the best younger sister ever.
Nice.
And then Drake, he said his wife, Eliza, is celebrating her birthday on Saturday. She'll be 24. She's an amazing mom and wife, currently pregnant with our second child.
What?
She enjoys listening to Wally's rants, and she continues to amaze me every day with her beautiful mind.
Wow. How sweet. My wife and I got married at 24. And I can't even imagine having one kid at that age, let alone two. I could not have done it. Like, I was not grown up enough. Yeah. I barely had grown up enough at 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still had some growing to do during the first few years of her life.
Heck, at 53.
I'm still working. I'll get there eventually, you know.
Drake has a question. He said, if you were an evil genius, what would be the thing that gets you noticed? So think of, like, Despicable Me. With what's his face, and he had all those minions.
Yeah, Gru. I think for me, I would design a machine. This is a little Monsters Inc. Design a machine that would power our solar our cities based on the oversensitivities of people.
Please do that.
Like people that are so oversensitive about everything and they whine about
everything. Especially in like towns like Nashville and like big places that have a lot of millennials. Yeah. Oh, you're gold.
I would make sure that we harness that power.
Because if you think about it, you wouldn't really be an evil genius. In some people's eyes, you'd be a hero.
That's true, actually.
Because if it's like a Monsters, Inc. situation where they were canning all the screens.
Right.
Instead, they were canning the laughs at the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah, you just ruined a 10-year-old movie.
If you canned, let's say, all the times people were thankful, said thank you or whatever, and then powered energy through that instead of, but when they complain, get triggered or use phrases like my truth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And like we could fund cities easily that way because everybody's offended today about everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, there you go. That's my evil genius moment.
It's a really good one.
Thank you.
Mine would be I would invent something that would be able for cats to communicate to us.
Mm, that's good.
And give them opposable thumbs.
Okay.
So that, we could actually like have conversations with them and that could turn ugly fast.
I would love to know what cats are really thinking.
Oh yeah, thumb wrestle for sure. And they would be my little minions.
Yes.
How fun would that be?
That would be great. I sit there and I look at my cat sometimes and she'll be sitting there and sometimes she just is staring at me. And I'm like, what? 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 And she doesn't move. She just stares at me like, one day, if I was a lion, you would have gotten one what out and that would have been it for you, pal. But like, and then other times she'll sit and she'll be staring at something and I'll go, Sasha, Sasha, Sasha. I'm like, I know you hear me. I get right up next to her. I know you hear me. And this cat is so stubborn. She will not move her head.
Wow.
Won't even shake an ear.
Just I'm ignoring
like,
you.
Yeah, just.
Silent treatment.
Could do this all day. I got all day, pal. What have you done today? I've just sat here, you know.
This is funny. My life.
Yeah, I would love to know what my cat is thinking because I'd love to know if she really loves me or not.
Oh.
Gavin?
I'm sure she does. I think I'd go for, I'd try to do one of, so Dr. Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb.
Love He's that show.
Evil scientist, evil genius, and always gets, you know, foiled.
His name is Doofenshmirtz?
Doofenshmirtz.
I love that name.
He is so funny. Like, he's my favorite part of the show. Because he's like this, like, he knows.
That's how he talked, kind of.
He's got this, like, he goes for, like, this German accent. I don't
know. Yeah, it's a weird accent.
But he always gets foiled. But he's actually, like, a really nice guy. So he's, like, he's a hilarious character. But I'm trying to think of, like, all the, his favorite plan that was always foiled. One of my favorites was freeze the, because he always tried to do something to the tri-state area.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
Tri-state
that's
area!
Right, yes.
But he wanted to freeze the tri-state area, and then he was going to create his own hot chocolate line and sell overpriced hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And people would always buy it, and he'd just become a billionaire off that.
Right.
I'll do that.
Ingenious.
Yeah.
Ingenious.
Oh, you know what's interesting, too, is that could make you look like a young Kris Kringle, like you already do.
Yep. The whites are coming in.
Yeah, so. You are getting gray in your beard, man, at 25,
26. It's all credit to you.
Are you going
to
be 26? You're welcome. Are you going to be 26 this next time?
Yeah, 26 here in 2 months.
Nice.
Oh, then you're in your late 20s.
Oh, no.
That's
fun.
Yeah. And then people start asking you about having kids.
Oh, no, they are.
They are already?
Oh, yeah, and I mean, we're not, like, crazy far off from, like,
really
considering it. It's still, like, we're still in that zone of, like...
When you say we're, I think it's more you.
It's you think so?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm the one
like
who's more interested in
No, I feel like you're holding out. I think Haley is definitely, like, if it happened tomorrow, she'd be like, yes!
I think so. I do agree with that. But we saw our niece and nephew a couple, you know, days ago, and in my head, every time I was there... Haley would catch me saying, like, oh, man, I can't wait to be a dad. For the good stuff.
I don't
look forward to waking up. We wake up so early, I don't look forward to having a kid crying at 2 a.m.
Or the dirty diapers, because you have a gag reflex.
Yeah, the crying is the worst. I can tell you that from experience. I'm curious if there's a YouTube channel of, like, horrible birth. Like, there's gotta
what?
Be. There's Why? Gotta be.
For her to watch?
Yes.
No. Why?
Because
to scare her
yes.
off.
Yes. That might buy you another couple years.
Or you could just make up stories and say, I heard that this woman.
Because my wife had a hip replacement recently, and she rock-starred it. She was so strong and so good. I couldn't fathom it. Like, I thought she was going to be just crazy and in pain and not heal well, and she just crushed it. But like when she had our child all those years ago, 22 years ago, it's like it was like the whole thing. Oh, we're pregnant. Yay. And like I would be beyond terrified because you know what's coming. Like you got 9 months to think about this.
And it's only growing and getting bigger.
Yes. And it's just every day you're like, okay, well, when's the day? And I know what's at the end of this rainbow and it ain't a pot of gold. Like I would have lost my mind. I would be like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. No.
If childbirth wasn't like this, you know, thing that we've had. It's just how humanity is. Like
right.
If childbirth wasn't a normal thing, like it would be a horror movie.
Sure.
Something's
oh, absolutely.
Growing inside of you for
oh,
nine
yeah.
months
oh,
and
yeah.
then
it's
comes
alien.
Out you have to take, yeah, it's
yeah,
awful.
It's alien. And so.
But slower.
But, you know, people have always asked us, you know, why, did you ever want more kids? Why do you have more kids? And it was because of that. Like she was
oh,
like.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She was like, I'm not doing that again.
My mom said that she would have definitely had more kids.
Really?
She said that once you see their beautiful face, and yeah. keep in mind, she's talking about me as a little child.
Oh, you
she's
are like, a you cherub.
She said he forget about all the pain. Now,
my wife did not.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
And I could tell you some stories, Gavin, of friends of mine who have had children, and it sounds like it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like there are suction cups involved.
Nope. But they had to pull Haley out with a suction cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw my nephew recently and the terrible twos, which is like 2 years into their life, sounds. He was a good kid. I'm not gonna lie, but he was a brat, and this is awful to deal with because you just can't communicate to this 2-year-old. And I'm like, my dog is smarter than this kid. Like,
yeah, it's you have to be ready, man. I'm like they always say, oh, you're never financially prepared or you're never ready enough to have a kid. That's a lie. All of that is a lie. Be smart. Save up some money.
Yeah.
I mean, because the kids are expensive.
I've seen how much formula costs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not cheap. It's so much money.
Save up.
Diapers.
There's always something. Yeah. And make sure that you have taken every selfish bone out of your body.
Yeah.
And you're done going to the movies procedures. For a while. You're done doing
going
your
out
life
to
for,
eat
a while.
For a while.
It does. Now, it does, but then it does balance out. And it
sure.
does get great. And like,
sure.
So, yeah, it's awesome. I
We're
recommend
not bashing
it.
Kids.
No,
like.
No. But you have to. But no one tells you the tough stuff. That's the thing. Everyone tells you all the good stuff like this. I just don't remember any bad things, you know, but there are things with it that are frustrating and not fun. And you think your life is over, you know, and it's okay. But then, oh my gosh, some of the good stuff that just the bad stuff. It's not like it doesn't exist. It's there. It does get outweighed by the good stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's some heartache with it too, man.
Sure.
When you want to protect your child and help them and you see them going through school and little dramas with friends and kids and you just want to throttle some other mean kid, you know, and you can't do that because it's legally not right. But
that's the only thing stopping that, you.
One day, that was the only thing that stopped me.
I can't wait to have that moment when I want to protect a kid and then I realize I'm like this 5'6" short guy who can't really do
won't
much.
Matter. Won't matter, dude. Like, I was at a mall and my daughter was playing in a play place and I watched this kid like, look at her, and she was 4, maybe, look at her in this play place and rear back and kick her in the face.
What?
And I lost my mind. I became that guy. I literally, this is back before Christian radio, so I got to, like, let me just clarify.
So you're like 35 at this time.
Yeah, so let me clarify. So before Christian radio, I come unglued.
Oh.
I get up from my table. And there are a
is
few.
Is Marty there?
Oh, yeah. And
prepared
there are a few.
To go to jail.
There are a few expletives coming out of my mouth as I run over there and I'm yelling to whoever's parent, whoever's kid is that parent, better get up here now. Like, I was.
Did they come?
No.
Oh,
so it's just a kid like
yeah.
who just kicked your daughter.
Yeah.
And what'd you do to
and
say?
I went into the play place
yeah.
and was like
he could fit.
Yeah. And then I stayed there for like 3 hours. It was glorious.
Time out. I get it here.
Yeah. And so I'm thankful that kid kicked her so that I could go play for a while and not be creepy. But yeah,
but
I went up and
front.
Went up and yelled at the kid.
Oh, you
and,
yelled
yeah,
at him?
Yeah, and the no parent showed up. Like, no parent. I'm like, don't you ever, ever touch my kid again.
Did he cry?
Or any kid.
I'm trying to remember because I was seeing red, man. I was so angry. Like, I don't remember the kid's reaction. But I do know I got in trouble at home.
Why? Wait.
My wife is not happy about that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, it was a little embarrassing.
It was a little much. Yeah. It was a big reaction. I'm not even going to say an overreaction, but I will say a big reaction.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Good times.
But you're changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. You still will protect your daughter, man.
I can't wait.
Like, I know, like, even in college, she had girls in college that were just, and you know, frenemies kind of thing. And I had this conversation with her, too. Like, as an adult, there was a friend of hers, and I'm like, well, why do you care? You know, I'm like, just cut her out. Who cares? You know? Mm-hmm. And my wife chimed in with, she's kind of grieving the loss of this relationship. I'm like, no, it's been one-sided and the girl's a psycho. No, like, just cut it. And she's like, that's how you're wired. You can cut people out like that. She goes, but we're wired differently.
Yeah.
And we had a friendship. We had a relationship for 4 years. And so when it's south, you grieve the loss of that relationship. But I said, for the 4 years, it wasn't like it was this great thing. Mm-hmm. It had so much drama in it that why would you even grieve that? You know, like, it was, I couldn't fathom it, you know, because I'm just completely wired.
Because you want to protect her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'll handle it.
My dad got in trouble with the cops, and I was 28.
Oh, I remember this story. Yes.
Which I won't go into the full detail, but let's just say Danny Ray wasn't going to take it.
Yep.
And he threatened someone.
Yep.
Oh my.
And the cops, he threatened them, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
For my sake.
He threatened the cops?
No.
This guy. And then cops came around.
He threatened a person. Yep.
And the guy had it coming.
Yeah.
And so this guy called the cops, and the cops told my dad, you can't come on the premises, like, because you've made threats. And my dad was like, okay, like, I don't care, but as long as he knows where I stand.
Yeah. If your dad had not done that for you, I would have. Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
With your finger guns. No. Listen here, sir.
The finger guns have been replaced.
I believe you would.
All right. Well, that's going to do it.
No!
We got to get plans.
Let's celebrate.
Rock loses her mind.
No! I've been looking forward to it. What's everybody doing?
Nothing. Gavin goes, nothing. Oh, we just end it.
No, we're doing something.
No, I'm finally going to build my base this weekend that I made and painted and did all that.
Yeah,
so I'm
the
gonna,
black one.
Yeah, I'm going to
shiny
assemble
black and
it.
Matte black.
Yep. I'm going to assemble that. And
don't
still
break
looking,
it like you did the other one.
I know. Still looking for a chair. So we got our
couch.
Yeah, and so we're still looking for one more chair. And I got house stuff. Yeah, nothing really fun, but I mowed, so I don't have to do that, which I, that's...
Nice. And I think like it's supposed to rain all weekend, too.
I know, that's why I did it. Like, I played golf, and then I was like late. It was already late at night, and I'm like, I'm getting this done. Because I want to enjoy somewhat of my weekend this weekend. So. What about you? You have friends, right?
I do. I thought I was meeting those friends tonight. Turns out it's tomorrow night, which is great. I think I'm going to nap today.
Nice.
And my roommate, we have a cat in the house now.
Nice.
So
Gilly.
Me and her hopefully will snuggle a little bit.
Oh,
she's so chunky and so furry and cute.
Does she like the couch?
She does.
The cat?
Yeah, she does. I was a little worried that she would smell Sasha.
Sasha, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
She didn't seem to notice.
Oh, that's good.
Then tomorrow, I'm going to go see those friends. That's later on in the day. I may go and try and see my parents earlier that day. I hadn't seen them in maybe 3 weeks. So I'm going to go over there and
see
them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Robin told me.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Stop.
She texted me.
No, she did not.
I'll show you.
No.
All right,
show me.
No, I won't show you.
No,
now,
show me.
Now you don't
believe
me.
No, show me.
No, I can't now.
Yeah, because you don't have it.
I deleted it.
Sure.
Because I didn't want you to be upset.
Okay. Stop texting my mom. moving on. Sunday, I might just chill. I might just chill and do nothing. I don't know. I need to do some cleaning. Did I tell you that the TV in my bedroom broke?
No.
It has a built-in DVD player. And it started making this weird noise, like a chattering noise.
Yeah.
So I undid it, and then a little plastic piece fell out, and I assume that's the
that's
problem.
A chattering noise.
So now it doesn't work at all.
Oh, no.
I thought I could fix it. But it's not working. So I went to replace it with another TV that I bought, but it was a little bit bigger.
Nice.
And I just think, my personal opinion, it's too big for my bedroom.
You
so now
and
I'm thinking
wife.
I'm going to return it. Yeah, but the difference is I'm going to return it. Like,
right.
I have to go through the process of going and telling these people.
Still.
Well, I'm
no,
an idiot.
Like we,
I didn't choose the right thing.
We have a guest room, and we have guests stay in it. And my mom stays there for months. And so I wanted to put one of our big TVs in there. And my wife was like, it's too big. It covers the map on the wall. And she doesn't need that. And then now Sarah is my friend, my daughter's friend is staying with us. And so I'm like, well, I want to at least leave it in there for her. But then she would just watch the TV on her laptop. These kids.
Yeah.
And like ruining it. And so, but we got in this big debate about the size of the TV. I'm like, the bigger the better is always the case for a TV.
Interesting.
Regardless of what's on the wall.
Well, and another thing I don't like about it is it's a smart TV.
Because it's smarter than me.
Well, maybe.
Don't stare at me, TV. I swear I will unplug you.
Come at me, bro. But what I don't like about it is that in the settings, you can't dim it all the way as low as I want it to.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's really bright even on its dimmest setting.
Again,
and
so funny.
That's something that bothers
it's
me.
It's so funny. My wife, the same thing. She's like, that TV puts out a lot of heat in this small room. I'm like, man. Like, I guess maybe it is a woman thing. I don't know. But yeah, same thing.
I don't know. So I might replace that.
That TV's too bright. It's brighter than me, dadgummit.
And I can't stand
even
for it.
Even on our dimmest days.
Gavin!
Weekend plans.
I think tomorrow morning we're going to... So there's a church that's... Our church is launching a campus in Columbia.
Yes.
We're going down for some opening weekend fun community activity. And so
that's
Haley
fun.
And I volunteered for two
you
shifts.
You have to, because she works there.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Please tell me that's true.
They in essence, when they hired her, got two people. That
right.
In all
and that's how it works with guys.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll
the
hire like a pastor, and they just assume. Hey, the wife is going to do Sunday school
for free.
Yeah.
And that's what you're in, Gavin.
Yep. You're the wife.
So, but it's like, it's like an hour drive down to Columbia tomorrow for this thing that, hopefully will be exciting and we'll meet some people and it'll be nice. But it's still like an hour
drive. You're going to meet people you'll never see again.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going.
So, we're doing that. And then that's the highlight. I don't know.
That's the highlight. This is as good as it gets.
But remember, you're going to have fun. You're enjoying it, right?
I'm excited. I'm going to serve ice cream. That's the that's the station that I got. So serve one, eat one, serve one.
Are you guys getting ice cream, or is it being brought in by Hattie Jane's at least?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
It'd be exciting if it was Hattie Jane's.
Because Hattie Jane's is in Columbia. It's a great local ice cream place. And one of our best friends is one of the owners in it now. And she goes to our church.
So
they usually try to partner with them when they can.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
So sounds delicious.
There's some bright side for you there. That's good.
Thank
ice
you
cream.
For that. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I feel
the
better.
Ice cream, not the friend that Wally knows.
Yeah. I found a silver lining. There you go.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, that now is officially going to do it for our aftercast. And as always, thanks
for
being
a potty.